Joining us now in studio is Claire Walters. She is with Golden Oak Farms, who have the wedding fair coming up this weekend that you just heard about here on KYMN. Claire, thank you so much for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Let's start off by understanding what you do at Golden Oak Farms. Mm-hmm. What is your role?
Yeah, so Golden Oak Farm is a wedding and event venue. It's outdoors. We have 100 total acres. We have a 100-year-old barn that people will have their dances in or sometimes have their wedding ceremonies. It's really beautiful. And then we also have a house. So if you have a lot of family from out of state, you can have kind of just a get-together. Sleeps up to 14. So we really offer a lot. And we have, of course, our llamas on site, too. So people really like having the llamas involved in their wedding photos. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, just, I mean, it's very neat for guests who maybe haven't had experience on the farm to come out and have all this open space and also have, you know, the llamas there.
And the llamas, I take it, made it through the long winter.
They did. Yeah, they're troopers. We actually, our youngest is turning one in a couple weeks. So we're planning his party right now.
You have parties for llamas?
Yeah.
Why not? Sure. Let's talk about the weather that we've had. I mean, last week, you've probably been planning this wedding fair for quite some time. You see it on the calendar, and I imagine last week you were thinking, oh no, this can't be. We're having a foot of snow, and but beautiful weather ever since. Is all the snow gone? Is everything ready to go?
Yeah, pretty much. It's definitely been an anxious topic. I've been checking the weather app every morning, but yeah, it looks like it's gonna be great. Knock on wood. So
yeah, the forecast for next weekend in the low 60s both days with sunny skies. Couldn't ask for anything more.
Yeah, exactly.
Really dodge tragedy there. Let's talk about the fair that's coming up. How many vendors do you have coming in? Tell us about it.
So right now we have 28 vendors, and so that's anywhere from photographers, caterers, officiants, just kind of covering all the bases of things you might need for your day. We have a lot of local vendors as well that are going to be there, and so we really try to partner, since we are a very local, family-oriented business, we try to partner with a lot of other local businesses. So that's really exciting. It's also a great opportunity. Over the winter, we have done a lot of renovations and have added a lot to our farm. So it's also kind of functioning as a grand reveal of, we have a new patio on our barn installed. We're having our reception lean-to redone. So it's going to be really cool for everyone to see those.
Yeah, it sounds like a fun day on a beautiful spring day as well. It's going to be very nice. Now, the vendors, what type of services will they be offering? Do they offer? I got to admit, it's been a while since I planned for a wedding.
Yeah.
but to give the folks out there who do have a wedding in their future, what kind of services do these vendors offer?
Yeah, so we'll have caterers, and so it'll be really neat because all of the vendors that are coming are going to showcase either their product or service. So we have people who do wedding dress, like customized wedding dresses. Caterers are going to be there with samples of their food. Bartenders are going to have, you know, mimosa bars, whatever. DJs are going to be there for their music and lighting and photo booths. So really just anything. We have shuttle services that'll be there. So really anything that you can think of needing, we will have vendors there that cover that.
Now, when somebody does book your venue, Golden Oak Farm, for the wedding, do they need to work through one of these companies? Can they bring their own if they so choose, like their own caterer or whatever other service it may be?
Yeah, so Golden Oak Farm isn't exclusive with any caterer. We have what we call our preferred vendor list. So that's a list of, in each category, like caterers, bartenders, we have three companies that we've worked closely with, and that's just helpful because they've been out to the farm and they know the venue, and they're really easy to work with. So we recommend them, but you can bring in whoever you'd like, no additional cost. So it's really nice. It provides a lot of options to people, but it also provide some guidance, since we are in the industry, so we know, you know, who does quality work and who's enjoyable to work with. So people find that helpful.
Yeah, I'm sure they would, especially a nice list of local vendors. You mentioned there's a lot of locals in there that kind of know the lay of the land, to say.
Absolutely.
Once again, we're talking with Claire Walters, who is the event coordinator for Golden Oak Farm. They have a wedding fair that's coming up. I understand you have, we're not too far off from the first wedding.
No, yeah. Our first wedding is is May 12th. So for a while there, we were worried the snow was going to be sticking around, but luckily it looks like it's going to be gone. And then after May 12th, we're pretty fortunate. Our season has almost completely booked up. We have 35 weddings this season. So between May and October, 35 weddings. So,
wow.
Yeah, but we still have a couple openings if anyone's interested in getting married in June. We just had a weekend to open up. So still have that available.
You know what you're going to be doing on the weekends.
Yes.
Summer.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, the venue itself, do you have more than one place where you can hold a wedding? Is it just one wedding per weekend? How does that work?
Yeah, so in terms of areas that you can have your, whether ceremony, reception, dance, we have tons of options. So we have a lot of ceremony sites that are kind of off. I mentioned we have 100 acres, and so they're a bit off in the woods. Really beautiful, just ethereal, you know, lighting out there. We have a creek, so all of our ceremony sites are by the creek. And then we also have a few wheelchair accessible ceremony sites as well. And then the barn, you can have your dance in there. We also have a temperature controlled pavilion that you can have the dance in. In terms of the reception, we have a few options for you to set up that as well. So we're super flexible, just a lot. It's really nice to see couples come in and kind of make the spaces their own and kind of do make it fit their taste.
Now, if during the wedding fair, somebody would like to come out and think, oh, well, I've got a daughter that may be getting married maybe next year. Can they come out and check out the
absolutely.
Whole grounds and everything?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have tons of people. I just did a tour the other day with somebody getting married in 2021. So it's never too early. We definitely encourage people to come out, start planning, start getting an idea as far as in advance as, as comfortable to them. So, yeah.
Man, 2021.
Yeah. Holy I know. Cow, that's a very type A personality.
That's a long engagement.
Yep.
Wow. Well, it's a wonderful thing, a wonderful venue. And give us a clue of where you're located at.
Yeah. So we're just about 20 minutes outside of Northfield. Mm-hmm. About 10 minutes off of 35, just off of 19. So we're on Lonsdale Boulevard.
All right.
Yeah.
Not hard to find at
no,
all.
And no.
And I know I have Googled Golden Oak Farm, and you guys pop right up.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Perfect.
With the website. So just give it a quick Google search, and you'll be fine. Once again, Claire Walters is with us. Claire, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about either the wedding fair or Golden Oak Farm?
Yeah. Well, so the wedding fair, April 29th, 12 to 4. Come in, check out. I mean, even if you already have a venue picked out, it's not just for couples who are getting married at the farm. If you're getting married somewhere else and they're still looking for vendors, I mean, come. It's going to be free food, live music, so a pretty great time, and llamas.
And llamas,
got to add that. So, yeah, absolutely come, check it out, make a day of it. But, yeah, otherwise, like I mentioned, we still do, for 2018, we still do have a couple weekends open, a couple Fridays, a couple Sundays. So if you're looking for a super laid back, very, very woodsy place to get married, I mean, check us out. We're on Facebook, Instagram. We have our website where you can check out our availability calendar.
All right. Claire, thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it. And I think you've done a wonderful job on your first time on radio.
Thank you so much. It was great to be here.
All right. That's Claire Walters. Once again, Golden Oak Farm. You're listening to KYMN Northfield, Minnesota. Jeff getting out of here.